This is Terry Mandel, DOD attorney, an attorney letter to Nathaniel Lee, attorney at law. Address on file. Please make sure we do use the new address that I sent in earlier. Pre-request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Vernita Bolden. Please note the following medical letter, period. Vernita is V-E-R-N-I-T-T-A, Bolden, B-O-L-D-E-N. On October 24th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 52-year-old female, height 5'7" tall, weight 180 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about May 21st of 2021, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when another vehicle ran a red light, striking the patient's vehicle in the driver's side, period. The patient was in a Mercedes sedan, period. Airbags were deployed, period. The patient was jerked, and her right hand and head hit the vehicle, period. She had immediate pain in her head, comma, right hand, comma, entire back, comma, right knee, comma, and left hip, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still having problems with her right hand, comma, cervical spine, comma, lumbar spine, comma, and persistent headaches, period. New paragraph. Her right hand pain occurs with diminished range of motion as well as diminished grip strength, period. The pain is described as constant, period. It is a throbbing and stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 9 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The cervical pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent pain that lasts 8 hours per day, period. It is an aching and throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The lumbar pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant pain, period. It is a throbbing, aching, and stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain irradiates down her left leg, down her thigh, period. New paragraph. Her headaches are intermittent, period. They occur 3 to 4 times a week, period. The duration is frequently 1 to 2 days, period. It is frontal in location, period. It is described as a throbbing pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the temples, period. This is a different type headache rather than her prior migraine headaches, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day she was seen in the emergency room at St. Vincent's. She had x-rays and release, period. She saw her family doctor, Dr. Romero, R-O-M-E-R-O, of the Ascension Medical Group, period. She was given medication as well as referral to a hand specialist, period. She had physical therapy as well as a compression glove, period. She was given more physical therapy at St. Vincent's, period. She was seen by another hand specialist in Carmel and was advised a compression glove, period. She did have a cortisone injection, period. She did see at least 2 chiropractic physicians, period. At the chiropractor, she had many treatments, and she is still seeing him, period. She saw a neurologist that gave her medications, period. The neurologist Dr. Dropiness Show. That's D-R-O-P. P-C-H-O, is a neurologist she saw for prior migraines, and he did change her medicines, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems washing dishes, comma, cleaning, comma, care of her dog, comma, opening bags, comma, folding, comma, writing, comma, sitting greater than 2 hours, comma, standing greater than 2 hours, comma, jogging, comma, walking over a half mile, comma, sleep, comma, and yard work, period. New paragraph, medications include medicines for headaches, comma, hand and back pain, comma, anti-inflammatories, comma, and medicines for microadenoma of the pituitary, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes pain medicines and anti-inflammatories, period. Medicine for headaches, comma, stretching exercises, comma, a compression glove, comma, meditation, comma, and chiropractic every week, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for hypertension and a microadenoma of the pituitary gland, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is two surgeries on her feet, as well as gynecologic surgery, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her right hand in the past period. The patient never injured her neck in the past period. The patient never injured her low back in the past period, other than she did injure her low back when she twisted it while sleeping in 2017. She saw a chiropractor twice, and it resolved totally, period. The patient was not having any immediate low back pain immediately prior to this automobile accident, period. The patient has not had prior hand injuries, period. The patient had pre-existing migraines, but the present headaches are different with more intensity and more frequently, period. The onset of her migraines were approximately 2010. And she was on migraine medication before this automobile accident, period. The patient has not had prior serious automobile accidents, only minor accidents that did not require treatment, period. The patient had a work injury in July of 2023 when a garage door at work hit her in the head, period. She was seen in the emergency room, but no other treatment was required, period. Headaches from this injury resolved in 1 month, period. The patient had a fall where she fractured her right ankle in 2021, period. New paragraph. The patient's occupation is that of a supervisor at the post office, period. She works full-time with pain and occasionally needs to take days off as a result of this injury, period. New paragraph. Upon review of her medical records, which were extensive, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Neuro-oncology clinic visit, July 26, 2021, states that on May 20th, she was involved in an MVA in which she was struck from the side, period. She still has a few headaches per week, period. Her last cell of brain MRI of March 29th showed no change in the pituitary lesion compared to the prior scan of November 30th, 2018, that's 2018, period. Assessment is migraine without aura / chronic daily headache, / probable prolactin secreting pituitary adenoma, period. Plan, declined a trial of verapamil for headache prevention, period. EMG study done from IU Neurology West, June 25th, 2021, was an abnormal study showing a right median neuropathy across the wrist, as well as very mild chronic right C7 cervical radiculopathy, period. CT scan of the head, July 26, 2023, showed a normal brain / head CT scan negative for traumatic injury. Ascension Medical Group, St. Vincent's Records, June 17, 2021. She was here for an MVA with headaches. She continues to have daily headaches, daily, mainly on the left side, throbbing in constant period. Assessment was 1, headaches 3 weeks after MVA, 2, migraines, 3, pituitary microadenoma, 4, essential hypertension, and 5, injury of the head, period. Another record from Essentia Medical Group, August 7th, 2023, patient reports headaches. Assessment is concussion, mostly the reason for symptoms. 1, post-concussion syndrome. 2, dizziness. 3, vertigo, period. The patient was seen at St. Vincent's Hospital on May 21st, 2021. States patient in MVA, struck on driver's side, period. Complains of pain in the left shoulder, right hand, wrist, right knee, and lower back, period. They did x-rays of the right knee, which were normal. X-rays of the left shoulder were negative for fracture. X-rays of the lumbar spine was negative for fracture. X-rays of the right wrist, no acute fracture. X-rays of the left hip, negative for fracture. The diagnosis was contusion of the left shoulder, contusion of the right knee, MVA, and right wrist injury, period. Diagnosis from Elite Chiropractic, June 3rd, 2021, was segmental and somatic dysfunction of the cervical, thoracic, lumbar and sacral regions, right knee pain, right hand pain, left hip pain, left shoulder pain, myalgia of the auxiliary muscles, head and neck, period. On June 11th, 2021, Dr. Romero ordered a nerve conduction study of the right hand. I gave that report earlier, period. On exam, June 23rd, 2021, chiropractic rehab and acupuncture by Dr. Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, showed cervical flexion and extension reduced, lumbar flexion and extension reduced. Assessment was cervical, thoracic, lumbar and sacroiliac joint sprain strain, patellar tracking and right hand sprain, period. As mentioned, nerve conduction and EMG, June 25th, 2021 was an abnormal study showing a right median neuropathy, across the wrist, period, as well as a very mild chronic C7 cervical radiculopathy, period. Indiana hand to shoulder, May 2nd, 2021. X-rays of the right hand showed a small collateral ligament avulsion fracture, period. Assessment, patient has sustained blunt trauma to the right hand and likely had index finger radial collateral ligament MP joint sprain, period. On October 18th, 2021, at Indiana hand to shoulder, she received an injection of the right thumb trigger. On September 20th, 2021, impression is improved right thumb trigger and index finger collateral ligament sprain symptoms, period. New paragraph. After Taking the patient's medical history and performing an IME, I have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of May 21st, 2021, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm noted, period. The normal cervical lordotic curve was abnormal, period. There was palpable tenderness and heat, period. There was diminished range of motion and diminished strength in the cervical area. Cervical flexion was diminished by 24 degrees, period. Extension diminished by 14 degrees, period. Side bending on the left diminished by 22 degrees, period. Side bending on the right diminished by 4 degrees, period. Examination of the thoracic area was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed paravertebral muscle spasm, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation, period. There was diminished strength, period. Lumbar flexion was diminished by 26 degrees, period. Extension diminished by 8 degrees, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 74 degrees left and 76 degrees right, period. Examination of the left hand was normal, period. Examination of the right hand and wrist revealed 5% swelling, period. There was diminished grip strength noted, period. Measurements were made using the JMR dynamometer, period. Grip strength in the right hand was only 18 kilograms and the left was 40 kilograms, period. There was diminished range of motion of the right wrist, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right biceps reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflex is 2 over 4, period. There was diminished sensation involving the right palmar aspect of the hand and wrist, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, right hand and wrist trauma, comma, sprain, comma, sprain, strain, comma, pain, comma, and neuropathy, period. Number two, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number three, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Next number, cephalgia, comma, post-traumatic cephalgia, comma, and post-concussion syndrome, period. Next number, thoracic strain resolved. Next number, right knee trauma and pain resolved. Next number, hip trauma and pain resolved. Next number, left shoulder trauma, comma, and pain resolved, period. The above diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of May 21st, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, I'm giving you the following permanent impairments, period. In reference to the right hand and wrist, utilizing Table 15-3, the patient qualifies for a 10% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 6% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 15-11, period. In reference to the cervical region, utilizing Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for an additional 2% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the lumbar area, utilizing Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for an additional 3% whole body impairment period. In reference to the cephalgia, utilizing table 13-18, the patient qualifies for an additional 2% whole body impairment period. The headache impairment would have been higher had it not been for her pre-existing migraines period. When we combine the total whole body impairments, the patient has a 13% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of May 21st, 2021 period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following period. Future chiropractic or physical therapy care will cost $3,000 period. Additional neurology follow-up will be $1,500 period. Ongoing medications will be $100 a month for the remainder of her life period. A compression glove will cost $20 and need to be replaced every 2 months period. A computer hand pad as well as a chair pad will cost $25 and need to be replaced every 6 months period. The patient will benefit by some back injections at a cost of $3,000 period. An MRI of the low back will cost $2,500 and depending her response and results may result in low back surgery period. A back brace will cost $200 and need to be replaced every 2 years period. A TENS unit costs $500 period. The patient may need some Botox injections for her ongoing headaches at a cost of $2,200 period. The patient may require some wrist and hand injections at a cost of $1,500 period. It may be necessary for hand and wrist surgery down the road period. New paragraph. I have not provided any medical care or treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation without treatment, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.